He left that place and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon, and are not his sister here with us?" And they took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor, except in their hometown and among their own kin and in their own house. And he could do no deed of powers there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. Then he went about among the villages teaching. He called the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, 'Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them.' So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do you like being rejected? Well, rejection comes in all forms. Rejection hurts. Whether it's coming from family, friends, co-workers, or just neighbors, or maybe unknown people. When we experience rejection, this hits us in the heart, which is the control center of our emotions. We may wonder, what is wrong with me? We could fall into self-criticism that does not benefit us at all. However, I have good news. Rejection also has a way of teaching us, redirecting us, and ultimately making our lives better. My friend Jose felt God's call to minister when he was a teenager, like me, both of us. He finished his college education and then he went to seminary to get his degree in theology. When he graduated, he came back to visit his hometown church where he grew up. This was the church of his parents, extended family, and many, many, many friends from childhood. Then the pastor asked him if he would like to preach the next Sunday. He felt so honored, and he said yes, and accepted the invitation. When that Sunday morning came, he was so happy about the possibility to share God's word. So he read the gospel and started to expound the knowledge he had learned. But suddenly something happened. An unexpected situation. His 6-year-old niece, Rosita, who was sitting in the back, left her seat and started to walk through the aisle until she was in front of him in the pulpit. And then she put her hands this way and moved his head this way and said in a loud voice, "Uncle Jose, you don't know what are you talking about." Ay, ay, ay. Rejection is hard to handle from anybody, but coming from a six-year-old child is really tough. I know that very, very well. 24 years ago, during my second call in Dallas, Texas, I was said that the next Sunday will be my time to preaching, but the senior pastor added another task. He told me, "You need to deliver the children's sermon." So my first impression was, this is easy. I have been working with children for so many years, so not a problem at all. So I was so confident, but it took only a few seconds, less than a minute, when three children out of 6, 7 stood up and left the altar area, running and saying and screaming, "I cannot understand what you are talking about." I know that feeling. Whether the rejection we experience is big or small, one thing remains constant. It always hurts. And it usually hurts more than we expect it to. Today's gospel makes me think of how I would feel going back to my hometown, Peru, to preach. After 30 years being away of preaching in my country, I can imagine my friends' eyebrows, you know, raising. Some of them would probably tell me, "What happened to you?" And just like the passage, people would say, "Why did she become the way she is?" My brother, my sister, acceptance is very important in my culture. And if I hear people react this way to me, it would affect me greatly. I am a human being and not perfect. The hardest rejection that a person can experience is the rejection from their own family, friends, and loved ones. Thanks be to God, my family is really proud of me. And some friends are happy that I was able to pursue my calling. But I know I still have some friends who are still praying for me. They see me as a liberal in my beliefs, so much liberal for their taste. They think I have moved away from God. That is so sad for me because nothing could be further from the truth. Just like Jesus, who did not anticipate the reaction of his people, I will not have control over people's perception of me. From one way or another, we experience rejection from people that matter to us. And for sure, that hurts. In the events happening lately in our country, the United States of America, people are in very different places. Families and friends may stand on opposite poles when it comes to social or political issues. Right now, we are facing a controversy of different kinds, like immigration issues, environmental care, Supreme Court decisions, systemic injustices, hunger, homelessness, and so on, so on, so on. And your personal opinions may or may not be accepted by the people that matter to you. But let's talk about hunger a little bit and what we are doing to help as a congregation. It is great That Good Shepherd is involved in feeding the hungry, helping organizations to support those who are facing financial disadvantages, like Feed the Need, LifeWise, ELCA, World Hunger, you name it. However, Good Shepherd is doing more than only helping people in need of food, because we know down there are many people in need of acceptance. We welcome everyone who comes to our church. Moreover, with our welcome statement, Good Shepherd shows its inclusivity spirit and acceptance of people regardless of their race, gender identity, and sexual orientation. But there will be always people who will be not happy about what we are doing. What do we do in these situations? Do we stop doing what we are doing? Do we stop being who we are? Do we stop from showing our love to our neighbors? For most of us, the most powerful negative feeling we will ever experience is the feeling of rejection. People are rejected every day by their parents, by their children, by their spouses, co-workers, friends, peers, and even fellow church members. In today's gospel, Jesus visits his hometown where he is rejected. Jesus did not stop being himself when the people close to him rejected him. He did not stop his ministry. Instead, he moved forward to another town where he would be accepted. He continued to do his work, sending his disciples to the world. And if you realize, Jesus has come back to his home, his hometown, to the church of his childhood, the place where he was nurtured, the place where he first learned the scriptures. But the people could not get past from that little Jesus to the Jesus who is the teacher and prophet. One thing called my attention in this passage. Jesus gave instructions to his disciples. Shake off the dust before you leave. This is the message for all of us today. If people reject our acts or deeds of love for our neighbors, let us shake off the dust of disappointments on our feet. Their rejection of our actions is the testimony against them. Like Jesus and his disciples, rejection should drive us to continue ministering to the world and to show God's love to everyone and everything that God created. Just remember this. You could be rejected by your family, your friends, your neighbors, your hometown, but you will never be rejected by the one who matters most, God. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your acceptance of us. Help us to be like you. We want to imitate you, Father, and have always our arms open to everyone to share your love, your salvation with whoever crosses with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.